up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. You can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, July 11th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
Hey, Friday. Hey, Friday.
Got anything happening this Friday night?
Probably dinner somewhere. I'm not sure yet. We made it to another Friday, though. We made it to Friday. I got to take Bickle to the airport after the show. Yeah, Dulles.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's already spent big bucks on an Uber to get here.
I know.
He could have asked me. I would have picked you up.
I'll tell you what. I would have picked you up for half the Uber.
You would have?
Yeah, $25. I'll pick you up.
I honestly don't really like asking people for rides. It's just, you know, I feel bad.
Especially that early in the morning.
Yeah.
You're kind of inconveniencing someone.
Yeah, I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Especially when we wake up this early.
Especially asking JP, who like rolls in 2 minutes before. So, I mean, he'd have to
kind of like threading the needle a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty much roll in the same time that you do.
Understood. But picking me up, you'd have to, it would be
you'd
way
have to
out
leave
of your
a little
way.
Earlier.
You'd have to, yeah. And I don't even know. I wouldn't even know what to tell you.
Yeah, but if he knew he had to pick you up, he would have, he got there.
I mean, I guess I could have said, you know, just be at my house at 5.
Yeah.
But, you know, his head might have exploded. He might still be in bed at 5.
You could have had Dina drop you off.
She's in New York. They're all there.
They're all in NY.
I've been home alone all week.
NYC or upstate?
They're upstate. Now they're in Ithaca. Today for the next couple days.
Yeah. I have a second home in Ithaca. I feel like you've been there.
I really should because
a billion times.
Get a lake house or something.
Yeah, definitely there's a decent chance that my last one goes to school somewhere in New York.
Uh-huh.
And we literally have talked about we should get an apartment.
Just get an apartment.
Yeah. And then so I can maybe get like in state or something.
And then
and then
when they graduate, you just rent it out.
Or just get rid of it.
Or you sell it.
Whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know.
That's what I should have done at Blacksburg when I was just stupid. In 2019, when my oldest was a freshman, I should have just got an apartment, you know, a 2-bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have had to pay for all the stupid rent. I mean, I'd have to pay the mortgage, obviously, but at least I'm making some equity. And then you rent it out or you sell it.
But if I wanted to like apply for in-state tuition, right? So let's say that my my daughter plays volleyball or whatever. The liberos don't get full rides usually, right? So you have to pay some.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get, don't you have to live there? You can't just own a property. Don't you have to live there a certain percentage of days?
I don't know how they can prove that you don't.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people do that. A lot of people do buy places near the campus.
I've been paying rent in Chinatown, and I've been paying rent in Gramercy now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I live in New York.
I'm so glad I got no more rent.
Who's in Gramercy?
Meg.
Okay, you're still paying her rent?
She didn't have, job doesn't start till October.
Gotcha. I mean,
she's busto.
Eric,
I got two of the most busto kids in history.
It would be a pain in the ass because otherwise everybody would do that. Who's more well off? So you'd have to like, it says register to vote in New York, obtain New York driver's license. You'd have to live there for a year.
Yeah.
The place for a year.
I know. But look, think about it.
New York banks.
Think about it. If she was going to school like an Ivy, let's just say, you know, it's cost me another $500,000. It might be worth Dina going up there and living there for a year.
Right.
I'm not kidding. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the Ivy's not taking tuition.
Is the Ivy
in state?
They have in state for Ivies?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
They definitely do.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because especially at certain ones, they have certain schools that kids like that the in-states can get into.
Mm.
I could tell you during the break, you know, like the agriculture school or something, you know, like Nubbers could get in.
So easier to get in, but not tuition wouldn't be cheaper.
I think tuition would be cheaper. I'm pretty sure on one particular school that I'm thinking of.
I thought they were private.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
I think from what I'm seeing, like the difference is like $15,000 a year.
What is, so
significant? Look
at, nah, it's not that. It's not worth it. What is the ag school? Are you looking at, look at the ag school at Cornell. That, because I'm telling you, a lot of locals, that they, that's what they do. They go through the ag school. It's like public. Mm. It's like a public part of.
No,
it.
It's like it's the same.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, I'm doomed. Yeah. I'm just doomed to a life of Brokeyville.
Yeah. If
it's fine. It's
hey, fine. So we
can't even imagine what you spent.
It's fine.
We have the TVs
I'd
up
be stressed.
On ESPN, and they started with the whole Cooper Flagg thing, his debut. Yeah. But seeing our guy Derek Queen kind of balling out in the highlights.
Well, I'd be interested in that.
Finished with 13 points, had a behind-the-back assist. Looked very comfortable. I think he hit 5 out of 9 shots.
Who ended up picking him up? Who ended up picking
him
up?
He's on the Pelicans.
The Pellies. Okay.
He'll be playing with Zion Williamson.
If Zion ever plays. yeah, I like that.
Did you watch the Cooper Flagg? Did you, you watch it from like the get-go, the intro?
No, I watched it, I mean, I don't know, second quarter. I took a shower. Then I watched some of the third and the end of the game.
Look, he didn't shoot particularly great. I think he finished
fine.
5 for 21 from the field.
He was
His
fine.
Coach talked about him making winning plays.
Oh, he made
a
million plays.
He had a blocked shot.
He made a million plays.
He filled up the box score with... I think maybe only ended up with 6 rebounds and 4 assists. That might be reversing.
It was his debut.
Dude, but he was fine. He just missed shots. He's bringing the ball up. He's doing everything.
The block shot at the end was nice. And then he got the key assist on the game winner.
But I will say this. Like, he's going to be fine. And Bronny's gotten better to an extent, right? He's definitely looks more comfortable. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, because of his connections and everything, he could play 10 years as some sort of like, you know, 8th or 9th, 10th man, right on a team. Like, he's athletic enough; he can get his way. He's too nonchalant for me now. He's just too nonchalant. He just bugs me.
I just think offensively, his game is limited.
Yeah,
a lot because of his size.
Of course,
right. And there are smaller guys who are successful, but
all of that's true. But he could fake his way through a career as a role player because he's athletic enough. And, you know, he's just kind of cruising like everybody else now. He could see he feels more comfortable, but he's just too nonchalant. And you compare his, like, sort of intensity on the court to, like, Cooper, it's not, I mean, it's not even close, you know?
Well, the last possession was a terrible shot.
Oh,
why did he didn't try and get around that guy and get in the lane, maybe dish it?
The whole last possession was
fouled.
A joke.
I mean, he took like a 35-footer and no shot.
Yeah. But it is summer league.
Yeah, it's true.
It is summer.
We're
going to
see the Wizards in action today for the first time. So you get your first look at Trey Johnson. Get to see the guys who had good rookie seasons last year, and Sar and Bub and Keyshawn, and, you know, see if that Riley kid's any good. And
AJ Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, remind me when it's on. I'll try to watch it while I'm up in New York.
I'll tell you exactly when it's on. They play tonight. There's like 5 or 6 games, but they play tonight at 9 o'clock.
Tonight at 9 o'clock?
Prime time.
Yep.
They want the Wizards in prime time.
I could do that because I'm just going to be sitting in some crappy hotel.
How many different arenas do they use out there? 2? I guess the Thomas and Mack and the Cox.
Which one's the Cox? Which arena is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's where Cox University Pavilion. Of Nevada plays. I don't know. I assume UNLV plays in Thomas and Mack, and then Nevada. Does Nevada play in Cox?
I don't know.
Where is
Nevada? Where's University of Nevada? That's not near Vegas, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The way they showed him walking in, though, he is. I hate when they use that term generational because they use it far too often, but he is different than a lot of the recent number one picks.
Isn't it Coop?
He comes in with a swagger and an attention that, I mean, I can't even remember the name of the guy. I know he was French. Okay, Risache. I almost can't even remember the name of the guy who was the number one pick last year.
Well, is there any French guy that has any swag? I mean, come on. Maybe Yannick Noah back in the day.
I'm sure there are plenty.
Aren't they mostly like passive wusses? Most French.
I don't know. I don't know their reputation.
That's kind of the vibe I get.
They don't typically show a lot of flair.
Yeah.
Mbappe.
Who? Yeah. I don't have a good file on him. I could ID him, but I don't have a big file on him. So yeah, give me the last four or five off the top of your head. Do you know off the top of your head the last four or five like number ones or no?
Well, you had Wemby before that.
Wemby, he's a mellow guy too, but I mean he's generational just because of his size.
And he was anticipated like Cooper Flagg.
Sure.
So Cade Cunningham. Is Cade Cunningham the number one pick?
Yeah. Think so.
He's not, he means nothing to me. Who else?
Well, you know, you
he's
never
really
see him
good.
Play.
Vaccaro, Anthony Edwards.
Vaccaro's good.
He's got a little swag.
Anthony Edwards went one overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he's got, but you're just talking about the French guys.
Nah, I'm just saying in general. Just
Zion number one. Definitely. So I don't know. Maybe there's actually been a decent amount, but just the way that they presented his, you know, just entrance, like it almost seemed like a boxing match.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to the title fight.
With the entrances now. I noticed that Bronny, I guess he was wearing some rare Louis Vuitton backpack. Mm-hmm. I think it was the dumbest looking thing. Like it almost looked like a costume. Like
when he was walking in.
Yeah. It's the weirdest. It probably was probably worth $100,000, or I probably under. It's probably worth $1 million. it's just so stupid. But yeah, they're making such a big deal about the walk-ins now. It's everything's a fashion show.
No, the guy's got some. You know, I think he's pretty understated from what I've seen, like his personality.
Seems like it.
But he just has kind of this charisma around him.
Legler was pointing out that they were pushing him too for summer league. They were like, I'm not going to say they were full court pressing him, but pretty much when he came over the half court, they were in it. They were in his kitchen.
Yep.
And I at least know at one point, because Legs referenced it, through like three quarters, he had had zero turnovers, and they were on his ass.
He only had one for the game.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, so he didn't shoot the ball well, but
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, his next game, he could be, 10 for 21.
If you remember, a year ago, Alex Saar went, I think, 0 for 18 in one game.
Yeah.
Do
you remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember that. We all got scared.
Yeah.
Although I liked some of the shots he was taking. Yeah, so anyway, Cooper Flagg's debut was last night. We got Mike Florio on the show today. We talked a lot about his article where he was speculating that maybe the Commanders are laying the groundwork to return to the old name. We'll talk to Mike Florio at 8 o'clock. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Of course, you can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. Quick congratulations to our guy, Grant Paulson. I saw pictures this morning of his fourth Lincoln. I don't know if he's named all his kids after presidents, but I know he's got at least Reagan and Lincoln.
Huh.
Do you guys know? Does he have all four? Valdez, do you happen to know if Grant Paulson are all four of his kids named after presidents?
I believe, yes. Truman and McKinley.
There you go. Truman, McKinley, Reagan, and now Lincoln.
I think I saw in his post he jokingly calls his house the Oval Office.
Okay. That's a lot of kids.
How many does he have?
And I have three. You have three.
What is it? How many does he have?
Four.
Yeah.
For some reason, it seems like so much more.
Four's extra. But you know what? We all know it. There's nothing better.
It's awesome.
I mean, there's nothing better. So.
I became an older dad, and sometimes it's only happened once where one 5-year-old said, "Hey, Isabella, your granddad's here." It's only happened once. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like an older dad, but it's the best.
Oh, there's nothing better. The best thing ever. And, he'll be a brokey too when he gets older, but that's fine.
I'm just trying to think of what names would be good, presidential names.
So is he like a history buff or something? Because I know he's not political. Is he a history buff?
I was trying to think when I saw it this morning. I saw these pictures, really cute pictures of his baby. Yeah.
Maybe his wife.
And said Lincoln, and I remembered that Reagan. I didn't remember the other two. I thought maybe he was doing the presidents that run the Nats games, but he's not.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's hilarious because he's
got a couple of them though, right?
He had to do a Teddy or something.
Well, I'm glad he didn't name one Woodrow. That would have
Woody. Yeah. You could have named one Woody.
Well, I guess Woody. Yeah,
Woody. Right.
Carter. I got a friend whose son's name's Carter.
Uh huh.
Just Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but he's not doing the running presidents. He's just doing. Yeah, maybe he's some sort of history buff.
Maybe he's a history
I don't
buff.
Know.
I don't know.
Harrison.
Would be good. I thought Grant, like, his whole life is pretty much only sports. Like, it's
I think apparently it's a not. Lot.
I'm surprised he didn't name his kids like you, like Jim Palmer or Eddie Murray, or you know what I mean? Like, if they're sport, if they're, you know, athletes.
Maybe. So you said it was Lincoln? Well, Lincoln's one?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
He said Reagan, McKinley, Reagan, and Truman.
Wow.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Well, it also could be his wife, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. It could be the wife.
I mean, let's be real. I think all of my kids, I got middle names. I didn't get the first names.
If well, he goes, I had a heavy influence.
If he goes for a fifth, what do you
I had
think?
An influence, but it still wasn't necessarily my number one choice.
Yeah.
If he goes for a fifth, how about Zachary Taylor
was a president.
Zachary Taylor was a president.
I don't even know.
Isn't he also the Cincinnati Bengals head coach?
Well, yeah. Too. That's right.
I think he was named after him. I think they. It's only last names.
Oh, okay. So Taylor.
Taylor would work.
There you go.
But nobody would know, though. It's such a, you know what I mean? Nobody would
be a good one. Madison.
Yeah.
Madison's a good one.
I have friends whose daughters are in Madison.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Well, congrats. Number four. Save that money, bro. It's another college fund you got to start funding.
The week that I was off, I was driving around and I happened to hear him doing, I think it was the pregame show for the Nationals. Maybe it was the postgame show.
Uh-huh.
And then a few days later, I'm in my car on the weekend and he was working on the weekend. And I was like, dude, you're everywhere. He's working nonstop.
Got to.
Yep. Yep.
Four kids, man.
All right, let's dive into the Junkie Sports page, Bish Bucks.
Well, speaking of the Nats, they lose the series in St. Louis. They lose
the bats weren't hot last night.
Just four hits. They lose 8-1 to the Cardinals. Mike Soroka started. You know, he wasn't great. He threw 91 pitches in four innings. So, I mean, he only gave up a couple runs, but he threw a ton of pitches. So, had to go to the pen pretty early. Mason Thompson, who they just called back up after he's had two Tommy Johns. He had one in high school, and he had one just a few years ago. And they called him back up. He was one of the guys that they acquired in the Daniel Hudson trade.
Mm.
So Mason Thompson came in. I believe he faced six batters and five of them scored.
Mm. Well, they've had problems with the bullpen all year.
Yeah, and Jackson Rutledge came in after that. He pitched an inning two-thirds, gave up a couple hits and a run.
I was thinking about this. Do you think Riz is watching, or is he taking the break of, you know what, screw those guys? Taking a couple days
watching.
Off. I bet he's watching because he's wired that way.
Yeah, probably.
If you got fired from the show, would you listen to the show?
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't, but you know, I'm different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Rizzo's just such a lifer. I just think he, you know, I don't know.
He may just be checking in. Like now, you know, he wants another job. He may just be like
watching
all of the games.
It's possible.
He might be.
He doesn't have to sweat every pitch now.
Once Sonny goes to sleep, I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, he's used to staying up.
Yeah.
He's not going to just go to bed.
He loves baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I think he probably...
So he might bounce around a little bit.
He probably is watching.
He wants another job. He said that.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't require him watching.
Maybe he's watching White Sox
games.
Well,
in some ways,
yeah,
to kind of know what's going on. You can't completely unplug if you're going to do an interview in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember when I asked him, when we had him on Wednesday, I said, do you think you'll be a GM next year or something? He says, he basically said, I hope so.
He'd like to.
He'd like to be, yeah. So anyway, so the Nats lose 8-1. They'll go play Milwaukee in Milwaukee for a three-game series starting tonight to close out the first half. Of course, the All-Star game is Tuesday, and we'll see James Wood and Mackenzie Gore there. And the Brewers have been hot. They just swept the Dodgers. They've got really good starting pitching, so they're going to have to face Brandon Woodruff, who was out for a couple of years with an arm injury, and he came back in his first start. He was dominant. And they're also going to have to face Freddy Peralta. So they're going to have to face two pretty good arms in Milwaukee, so we'll see what they can do offensively. Valdez, the Orioles sweep the Mets in a doubleheader yesterday.
They're starting to creep up a little bit.
If they would have just played like this in May, they'd be in the mix for a wild card. I mean, they're about 6.5 out in a wild card. That's a lot. But
they're still probably 8 games under 500 or so.
Oh, no, I think they're more than that.
I'd have to check.
58 and 41 maybe, or 50, 42 maybe, something like that. 42 and I'm sorry, 40. No, you're right, 42 and 50.
They're playing
there
well.
You go, with, 8 games under 500.
And after the deadline, I guess second half of the season, they should be getting some players back from injury.
Well, I think they're 5 games over 500 since they fired Hyde.
Yes. Mancelino's been doing a fantastic job.
And then yesterday, Gunnar Henderson hit a bomb. I think that was in the 7th.
It was a pinch-hit bomb.
Pinch-hit bomb. So they beat the Mets 3-1 there.
Hey, did you hear the rendition of the national anthem that some guy did?
I did.
I think it was for the second game.
Severely auto-tuned?
I don't know.
Was it AI?
It's I don't know what this is, but here, listen to this.
All right.
So weird.
Did he have something in his mouth?
No, it's like hooked up to like DJ equipment.
Why'd they do that? Did they have nobody?
I just think they're just trying to do a bit. Try something new.
So
that's awful, I think.
Did people boo or anything?
There's a lot of people confused in the stands afterwards, like what Barstool tweeted it out. And then they're like, and then people were mad.
So they're just trying to do something.
Was it actually like a person singing, or was it a DJ playing?
No.
He's singing, but his mic.
His mic is connected to the board, and they're doing the auto tune. It's bad, man.
I've heard worse. I didn't hate it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
It's Carl Lewis.
It's like disrespectful.
Though. So is screaming O in the middle of it, but nobody seems to care about that.
I had a poor girl this year. Fans. And when I do the swim meets and I have to be announcer every once in a while, you know, sometimes I just play a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll just go on my Spotify and pick a regular thing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they'll say, hey, we like this girl to do a song or whatever. And so this, like, maybe 5th or 6th grader comes up, sweet little girl, and she starts singing, but she doesn't know the lyrics. So she's looking at her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it ran out of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't. Choked. She froze and didn't know what to do. Like, I don't know if it was on page 2. Felt so bad, and then just
she didn't
played out
anthem,
like
right?
instrumental. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
It's so funny because the TV.
It's like after the Rockets' red glare, she was done.
Yeah. So the TV broadcasts are showing the guy do it, and like he's singing at the end, and then they pan to. I guess he has to be a veteran because he's an older gentleman, and he's saluting the flag to this Daft Punk style auto-tuned national anthem.
Does he have like a weird look on his face? The guy?
No, he's very serious. Very. Yeah. Yeah. It's his national anthem.
Was that before the first game or the second game?
I believe it was before the second game.
Okay.
Well,
the thing I noticed though, and it was before the game, and I'm trying to see what the attendance was there was nobody in the stands when he was singing that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they had nobody, and they're like, dude.
Well, then it might have been the 12 o'clock game.
We'll put you up to an auto-tune. Can you just belt this out real quick?
If nobody's there, it might have been the
Now, the paid attendance says 25,000, but if you look at the shots of him singing that song, and it's before the game, and if it is the early game, it's understandable, but it looked like nobody was there.
I could hear that again. Better than that girl last year at the All-Star game or Home Run Derby, whatever
she was hammered and
screaming.
Yeah.
That's definitely terrible, too, for sure.
So the Orioles swept the Mets in the second game. They win 7-3. Gunnar Henderson had 3 hits in that game, so he had a bomb doubleheader. And Now they're 42-50. Yeah, you're right. So they're 8 games under 500. They just had a horrible start to the season, had to fire Hyde, but they've been playing a lot better.
O's fans are bitter they traded Baker.
Yeah, Brian Baker, yeah, one of their relievers.
Yes, because they think that they have a shot at grasping they get the wild card. They actually draft, or they draft pick. Oh, okay. I think it's like Ray's late first round pick.
For this draft?
For this draft.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, so the Red Sox have been pounding the ball. They did win 4-3 yesterday over the Rays, speaking of the Rays. But the Red Sox have won now 7 straight. Only had 4 hits, but they win 4-3. Since the Devers trade, when they traded him on June 15th, they've been killing the ball. So Rafael Devers gone. You don't want to, you know, help the team win, play, you know, different positions. Let's bounce you, and play guys who actually want to help the team win. So that's what they've been doing. They've won 7 straight. So they are currently in the wild card. If the playoffs started today, people, mm-hmm. there'd be 4 teams from the AL East in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto.
That's New amazing.
York, yeah. Toronto, New York, Tampa, Boston, all would be in. Of course, got a long way to go. Speaking of the Yankees, man, bad loss, Drabby, for your Mariners last night. They're 1 game out of the last wild card. Brian Wu, their starter, had no hitter through 7. It may be into the 7th, then he gave up a couple hits, so they pulled him, but he still had a big lead. I think he had a 5-0 lead. Bullpen comes in, gives up 4 runs in the 8th and 9th. I think there was a walk-off. Yankees win 6-5. Bad loss for the M's.
Can't happen when you have a no-hitter going for a majority of the game.
That was bad. All right, we talked about Cooper Flagg. He made his debut for the Mavs last night in Summer League out in Vegas. They beat the Lakers 87-85.
There was a weird bit where there were a couple times where they were, like, guarding each other. Like that.
Yeah, early in the game, I think Bronny hit a couple shots with Cooper on him.
So Cooper finished.
I think that was the only 2 shots he hit.
Cooper finished 5-for-21. All right. No, not great, but he did have 6 boards. He had 4 dimes. He had 3 steals.
He was super impactful.
He had that block at the end to before it led to the game winning 3 mm-hmm. that he assisted on. So they win 87-85. Bronny finished with, I believe, 8 points, mm-hmm. 2-for-8, 1-for-6 from 3, and he took a really bad shot that had no prayer, in my opinion, of going in late to try and win it.
I think Cooper Flagg is going to fit in perfectly into that Dallas Mavericks lineup. they're not going to have Kyrie Irving at the beginning, and who knows with Anthony Davis. He's oft injured, mm-hmm. but that's a pretty loaded team. I did see Klay Thompson has a celebrity girlfriend now.
Klay Thompson does? Yeah, oh yeah, I saw that too. Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
So who's Megan Thee Stallion?
That's some rapper chick.
She's like this hot rapper.
Yeah, I don't know if she's hot though. I know the name more than I know the face.
Hey, think about this.
I think a lot of people think she's hot.
They do?
Think about this. This will never happen here. This will never happen here.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. Who's their GM? Is it Presti?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Presti? I don't know who their owner is. They just signed Jalen Williams, one of their stars, and of course they mm-hmm. won the NBA championship, to a 5-year, $287 million deal. They also signed Chet Holmgren to a deal, remember we were just talking about that yesterday, mm-hmm. to potentially $250 million. They signed SGA to $285 million. So they spent about $800 million on 3 players in the mm-hmm. last week.
They don't want to go the way that they went when they had Kevin Durant and Westbrook and James Harden in their prime.
That's crazy.
All those guys left.
Mm-hmm.
That young team that made it all the way to the finals, lost to LeBron James and the Miami Heat, broke up.
I know, that's just nuts.
And so they three just want to make sure that this team doesn't break up.
Next 5 years is going to make $800 million.
If those guys stay healthy, they're going to be a perennial contender.
I don't know.
It's
probably worth it. All right, Wimbledon, men's semis today, starting at, I believe, 9 o'clock, maybe 8:30.
I think 8:30.
All right, so Taylor Fritz, the American, will go with Alcaraz. It's the 2 versus 5 seed.
What's their history? Has Fritz beaten Alcaraz?
I'm not sure. So. Probably not in a major. And then at 10:30, Joker will play Sinner. So that'll be 1 versus 6. So you got 1, 2, 5, and 6.
I'm rooting for the old guy.
I am too.
I'm rooting for the old guy.
I was rooting for Sabalenka yesterday, but man, she's just an unforced error machine.
She's also a meanie. Didn't she had another little outburst, right? When about a let core. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, she gets fired up, no doubt.
But then she gave water to a fan that had passed out.
Yes, she did. She walked over and gave a water bottle to her.
Looks like Fritz is 0-2 against Alcaraz. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at Sinner against Djokovic, what do you think? 9 times they face each other.
Joker. 2-7.
Who's 2-7?
Joker has the winning record.
Yeah.
Sinner, 5-4.
Wow.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about the big tennis controversy yesterday? It had nothing to do with Wimbledon. There's this hedge fund manager named Bill Ackman.
Yeah, yeah. Who's 59 years old. Island thing?
He played in the Rhode Island Tennis Hall of Fame Open or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit tennis tournament. He bought his way into a professional tournament and played doubles with Jack Sock, who I guess did some sort of comeback to play with him. This guy's worth $10 billion.
Yeah, I know exactly who he is. But I thought when I saw that, I thought, well, that must be some sort of the charity version of it. It was the real event.
He got a wild card. Like, he took someone else's spot because of his influence and his wealth.
Yeah.
Andy Roddick was furious about it. Said it was the biggest joke he's ever seen in tennis. Yeah. They, of course, lost in 60 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 6-1.
Reminds me of a local producer that joined a pro tournament when he was...
That was my own doing, though. Like, well, that was an open. Anybody could, yeah. could join.
Certainly
that.
Wasn't because of his wealth.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But that's kind of a joke. You just can't let anybody with money enter a pro tournament.
I didn't understand the story.
Is Jack Sock playing pickleball now?
Yeah.
He plays a lot of pickleball.
Yeah, a lot of pick.
Yeah. See, this was just some random tournament he came back.
All right, last but not least, before we go to break, Chargers RB, Najee Harris was injured during a 4th of July fireworks accident.
He banged up his eye.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Help dumber people.
He sustained a superficial eye injury. His agent says it's not bad. He'll be ready for the season.
Long as they're fireworks, you're going to have dummies blow themselves up.
Yes. So Najee Harris, I'm guessing
add
you won't do that.
Add to the list of dummies.
I'm guessing you won't do that next July 4th.
Yeah.
There you go.
Freaking dummy.
Dumb.
I told you, I went to a party for a little while that had the home fireworks, and these were big time, like, that were going pretty high in the sky, whatever. I tried to stay as far away from the fire as possible.
Didn't you say someone were falling down in the neighborhood? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them fell right in the driveway.
Right.
They got to fall somewhere, right?
It's falling, but it's still like kind of lit a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, tonight, root for the Dodgers because I'm still going to play the Dodgers. They've lost 6 straight. They're playing the Giants in San Francisco. And if they lose, I'll probably have to file for bankruptcy. So
borrow
some money from Cakes.
So keep an eye on the Dodgers tonight.
All right. We've got our weekend parlay that's coming up in about an hour. And Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com at 8 o'clock. Here on the Junkies. You don't know what you can get for free today, EB.
For free?
I have no idea.
For free. It's like one of those national days.
Oh, is it like National Donut Day or Slurpee Day? Or
Slurpees. You can get a free Slurpee. They say as long as supplies last.
So what do you have to do? You just go up and say, they give you a small, so nubs.
So we'll stop at 7-Eleven to get you a Slurpee on the way to the airport.
No, it's good.
You sure you don't want
to? Yeah, I don't want it.
All right.
Annual Slurpee Day.
I've been at Slurpee forever, but they sure do sound good.
I haven't been into a 7-Eleven forever.
Yeah, don't really go. I just go to the convenience store and a gas station.
What was the one that we grew up with?
I don't have any 7-Elevens near my house.
Oh, we grew up with a Highs.
We had a
Highs. Right in our neighborhood, and they had slush puppies, right?
Yeah, slush puppies were silly. I always had to get extra squirts.
Yes, that was the key.
You get the extra squirts, and it made it nice and sweet. That's why I liked them over Slurpees, actually, because you could get them sweeter.
We're very similar when it comes to the sweet tooth. Because I think I like the slush puppy over the Slurpee, but the Slurpee has dominated the market in whatever you call those type of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
A Slurpee does hit the spot every once in a while.
I just haven't had one in forever. But maybe today's the day. Today's the day. If you're driving by a 7-Eleven, swing by, get yourself a Slurpee.
I feel like I'm a wild cherry guy.
I like cherry. Also, I'm a big grape guy. Big grape guy.
So you're flying out of Reagan, right? Or no, you're flying out of Dulles.
I'm out on Reagan. Ever since that whole disaster, and reading about all the military exercises, I'm out.
Well, they just got ranked in the bottom five airports for...
Which one, Reagan?
Reagan got ranked for the bottom five airports according to AirHelp's rankings. Now, this has to do with service quality, on-time performance, claims processing, food and shops. Hmm. Now, I don't have a wealth of experience in like all these different airports, but I actually think their food and shops are pretty good at Reagan.
They're pretty much the same in most of these places. I told
you. Of the three airports that I go to, Dulles, Reagan, and BWI, I feel like Reagan has the best when it comes to the restaurants and shops.
Where did Dulles, I just see the top 10 here. Where did Dulles rank? They're not in the top 10 of top U.S. airports.
In terms of like accoutrements, like that kind of thing?
Well, whatever they're
I'll tell you,
ranking them.
The big thing I've noticed lately is that many of these airports have silly bathrooms now. And they upgrade them. Not all of them, but many of them.
You know what? Some of the
really
bathrooms,
high end.
The bathrooms are almost like little mini apartments.
Yeah.
The doors go like from floor to ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then there's a red light, green light that let you know if they're occupied or not.
Totally.
You have a total privacy in there.
They have silly toilets, and
you don't feel bad like taking your or on edge of taking your
duty.
No, just like your luggage in with you.
No, I'm telling you, some of these are like borderline spotless.
They have high heavy duty racks that you can put like if you have a carry on
luggage stuff. Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you.
So it's not on the floor by your feet when. That disgustingness, or even if there is disgustingness.
It's not every airport, but if they've had upgraded bathrooms, and they often have a little iPad there and you walk by at the end and you can rate the cleanliness of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Also, convention centers. The convention centers have had a big upgrade on bathrooms. Not all, but a lot of them do.
So Salt Lake City ranked number one.
They're probably spotless.
LAX ranks two. That's surprising, man.
That is surprising.
Because, I mean, that's got to be one of the busiest airports in the world.
Yeah. That's a circus.
And then Atlanta ranked four in top U.S. airport. I've been to Hartsfield. There's no chance it's the fourth best.
But again, this has to do with the on-time performances
and
a couple of other factors.
I know. When I was there, the flight wasn't on time.
You know, you can see all these different rankings. So this is a recent ranking. You asked me about Dulles, and I just put it in Google, and the first thing that came up, Washington Dulles International Airport is ranked as one of the worst airports in the U.S. due to its layout, location, and high number of delays.
Okay.
But then it says, however, it is also among the top five best airports based on flight disruptions.
So it depends
what you're looking for.
Flight, like literally, like having like crazy customers going nutty on mid-flight. Is that what a flight disruption is?
No, I don't think so.
What's a flight disruption?
I would think just like...
A delay?
Yeah,
delays.
Taking off late. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was low on delays. So somehow they...
It's different than delays. So flight disruption. The only thing about flight...
Well, it might be cancellations. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it means wackadoos on the plane.
Yeah, yeah, like no, a Spirit Airlines thing. Right?
Flight disruption refers to any event that prevents a flight from operating as scheduled, including cancellation, delays, and denied boarding.
Do you remember?
Like I said, different surveys of look, I actually think our three airport choices are all pretty good.
They're fine.
I tend to go to BWI based on location. It's a little bit more convenient for me, although I'm pretty equidistant to all of them.
Yeah.
And I always feel like BWI. I never really have a big time delay. Like, I don't know if it's less crowded. It seems
like they're always a little bit 10 or 15 minutes kind of behind-ish by the time you end up taking off.
I feel like it's pretty smooth sailing.
I think they make it up in the air. They make it up in the air.
Yeah. I feel like it's smooth sailing at BWI. The only negative is you got to park. Unless you're like some super rich person, you generally got to park in that garage and wait for the bus, and then the bus takes you over.
I don't wait for buses anymore. I just Uber or I park right close to it. I can't do the
You're
bus.
A bigger spender.
What time is it?
I don't like to be a bigger spender. I just don't like to.
Your flight today is at noon? Is it noon?
Know, something like that.
Yeah.
12:30 maybe.
And it's only, what, an hour and a half?
It'd be up and down.
Yeah.
God willing.
I'm so glad I don't fly a lot. The last time I flew out of Reagan. Uh-huh. All right. And we sat on the tarmac. This is when I was flying to, I had to cut through Phoenix to get to Pebble Beach. All right. So.
Because you didn't get the private.
I didn't get the private.
You didn't have the PJ.
No. And then I sat on the at the gate at Reagan. A storm came through. All right. So that lasted like 30 minutes. And then they couldn't, but then the pilot came on and said, we're waiting for the crew, you know, the tarmac crew, the guys to back you out. Mm-hmm. They weren't there. So we took off an hour and a half late, landed in Phoenix late, and I almost missed my connector. And if I had missed my connector from Phoenix to Monterey, I would have had to wait, get a hotel, and stay the night. And I would have missed the tea time for the next morning.
Right.
But luckily, we finally got off, and I barely made it.
Right.
But that's the last time I flew. You know what? I may not fly again the rest of my life.
But you're a PJ guy.
I've done that a couple times.
I know.
That's only if my boy Carl hooks it up. But that was a terrible experience. But and, of course, it was out of Reagan.
But it at the end of the day, it's still pretty remarkable that you can show up in an airport and then, you know, hour and a half later, you're, you know, 500 miles away or something.
And I believe they made an announcement they're not going to make you take off your shoes anymore.
That's right.
Well, if you have TSA pre, you don't have to do that. So TSA pre folks haven't been doing that for a long time.
But I've always had to take off my shoes.
Travis,
so
did you see the story on the news about the woman who snuck onto the flight? Did you see that story?
No, I haven't seen it.
Where did she sneak on a flight to?
Can't remember where they were flying.
How'd she get on?
She snuck through. I don't know how she got through security.
Yeah.
But somebody caught her and said, no, you got to go back. And then she finally got, she just kind of
blended her way in
with the crowd, and she followed them in, and they just missed her. So she got through security that way. And then when she got to the gate, she just kind of, she was with the flight crew, and she was just huddled up behind the flight crew. And she walked around the plane.
Unbelievable.
Some I couldn't people, believe that.
That's unbelievable.
Now they're putting her in jail for like 3 months.
Well, you saw that one guy, he somehow got onto the tarmac and he just jumped into the turbine, jumped into the engine, donked himself off. Mm. That's how he decided he wanted to donk himself off.
That's a crazy way to commit suicide.
He made his way to the airport, somehow got his way onto the tarmac. And then it was one of those planes, you know, where you got to enter on the tarmac. And instead of, you know, going up the stairs, he just jumped right into the freaking engine.
All right, the woman was going from, she got on a Delta flight. She was going from New York City to Paris. She found
a free trip to France.
She was found guilty on a federal stowaway charge months after a grand jury indicted her on, as prosecutors alleged, she snuck onto the plane at JFK. That's exactly what she did.
Isn't it way easier to sneak onto a train? You just jump onto
Jason
a train.
Had me do that one time, and that felt so shady.
Yeah, but you can't get to Paris on a train.
Right. Saved like $200.
But
though.
I couldn't believe this woman got on. She snuck through security and the gate. I mean, what are people doing?
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We got Mike Florio joining us at 8 o'clock. He wrote the article about what he was projecting as a possibility that maybe the Redskins or the Commanders are laying the groundwork to go back to the name Redskins. So we'll talk to Mike Florio coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.